Well, good morning. Welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's start today's show with some bad news.
Well, we all
love some Taco Bell, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about some Taco Bell with some shredded cheese and some shaved metal?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Taco Bell has had to recall
Do I got a bag extra?
2.3 million pounds of beef for metal shavings.
Eh, whatever.
They say that 1,150 tons of their seasoned beef had metal shavings that potentially were found in there. At least three customers actually did find metal shavings. The company said they recalled the 2.3 million pounds of beef from restaurants in 21 states in the Midwest, Northern, Southeast, Northeast regions. Taco Bell says that all of the beef has been removed and discarded earlier this week. How many cows does it take to create 2.3 million pounds of beef?
No idea.
A lot, right? Taco Bell said the problem was first discovered after a customer found a shaving in their food. Two more customers also came forward. Taco Bell said that the company began its efforts to remove the beef. There is one plant that contaminated all of the food.
Well, going back to your question about how many cows it takes, it's got to be... Didn't they come out with a study that said
it wasn't 1,400.
1,400 cows?
That's at the minimum.
But like 1,400 cows will supply like all of the Taco Bells across the country because they don't even use that much meat in their products.
Oh, it's because it's just...
It's like there's
a mixture of whatever
meat in dog food than there is in Taco Bell
meat. No,
that's
not true.
It is true.
That is not true.
You think what you're eating is straight up ground beef?
I think what you're saying is slanderous. And
what you think is that you are consuming.
Well, look, if they start putting Alpo in cheesy gordita crunches, I'm sure I'll still like them because, again, Mahoney, fake news. You said that cheesy gordita crunches don't exist anymore. Had one the other night. It was delicious.
I said gorditas don't, but the cheesy gordita crunch is still hanging on by a thread.
It's not hanging on by
it
a thread.
It's
the most popular item on their menu.
Toasted cheddar chalupa is where the
You've
new
had a one
is.
Toasted cheddar chalupa.
I've had four toasted cheddar chalupa. I have.
Well.
I've treated myself several times over, and you know what? I'm all right with it.
How dare you slander the semi-good name of Taco Bell?
I'm like... Yeah, I'm just going to be quiet. That's annoying.
No. Just going to backhand Mahoney 1 minute into the show today.
That's just a dumb meme that's like on the internet.
It's not a meme. Look it up. My laptop's dead. It's making me even more annoyed
she's
that I can't
so mad.
Fact check
she,
it.
She wants to Google it so hard right now.
Who has the power? The guy over here.
I know, with your actual power. Okay, Mahoney.
Look at you with your
metal
plug.
The most electrifying person at radio. My laptop.
So some good news today as well.
What do we
also
got?
Food related. Chipotle is going to cover 100% of tuition fees for its employees pursuing tech and business degrees.
Okay. That's
I mean,
cool.
So Chipotle's had a decent amount of bad press over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
This is actually really good. So the company has already spent $20 million in tuition assistance over the past 2 years. And it says they'll cover upfront 75 different types of business and technology degree costs through their partnership with Guild Education. Those at the company for more than 120 days, so not that long, about 4 months or so, and that are working a minimum of 15 hours per week, which is standard for a part-time job, right? 20 hours is kind of the minimum that you normally have to work for it to be considered even a part-time job. This is less than that. They are going to be able to pursue degrees from five universities, the prestigious University of Arizona, Bellevue University, Brandman University, Southern New Hampshire University, and Wilmington University.
Most of those sound like online schools.
I mean, in order for this to be effective, it has to be online schools.
Yeah, you would think so.
Because, I mean, there's so many Chipotles across the country. But the fees will only be covered if employees stay at the company for at least 6 months after earning their degrees. But they specifically are focusing on people that want business and tech degrees. I think it's great. I mean, this is a huge boost for people that maybe can't afford college on their own and they want to work a part-time job and then... They cover all
like
the costs? Like, that's huge.
I don't know, man. This seems kind of...
I don't feel like it's all the cost, right? It's got to be almost like a, here's a $1,200, incentive for you to keep working at our establishment.
Well, they obviously chose universities that aren't, it's not Harvard or something like that.
Right.
They allow eligible workers to get up to $5,250 a year in tuition fees at the school of their choice. So... I mean, for a part-time job, that's pretty big.
I mean, if they're paying it out like semester by semester or year by year, I'm in with that. But if the thing that is confusing to me on there that makes me go, I don't know about all that. Is they have to stay 6 months after they get their degree. So that's like, you got to work there for 4 years. And then.
No, 4 months. Not 4 years.
You said years. They have to stay there 4 years after they get their, or 6 months after they get their degree.
I said 6 months after they get their degree.
Yeah. So like, if you have to stay there 6 months after you get your degree.
Oh, you're saying it takes 4 years to get through school.
Yeah.
Oh, but I mean, sure. But if you're working a part-time job, and also.
You think like they ain't going to fire you at like 5 months after you graduated.
5 months and 29 days.
Yeah, that's exactly how that stuff kind of works out. I'll believe it when I start seeing results.
I mean, you believe
there's a couple companies that
you believe
that
Taco Bell is all meat, but you don't believe that Chipotle is going to pay some tuition fees?
No, she said that there's more meat and dog food. Apparently, you've never seen Alpo. Or that, what is the...
I'm not saying I'm going to stop eating Taco Bell, and I think that's why you're most offended by it.
I probably eat the least amount of Taco Bell out of the people
Oh,
here.
Look at you, you elitist.
That's right.
You
I don't slum it in Taco Bell.
This morning.
That's right. Yeah, I'm a Don Tor Taco guy.
Oh, shut up.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
He's over here flexing clout because he pays an extra 80 cents for his meal.
That's right.
I'm Set too that fancy for the drive through at Taco Bell. I go in to Don Tor Taco.
Now, my Don Tor Taco has a drive.
Oh, look at you.
That's right.
Look at you.
Keep it classy.
Would you like to say something?
Yes, I've done my research. Mahoney, I am sorry. You are correct.
You don't need to apologize to me. You need to apologize
to
Taco Bell.
I am sorry. Your meat is 88% meat.
Yeah, it's like 12% soy.
I didn't look up the rest. I just saw the numbers and I went, bah, Mahoney's right. Crap.
That's okay.
11.
It's like what?
11% soy, 1% metal shavings.
Whatever, man. They recalled all of it. I'd much rather have metal shavings than Listeria.
Listeria.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
It's amazing how like those urban legends just like stick.
Yeah.
They came from Alabama. That was like my.
That was your go-to?
Yeah. That's
the one
growing
thing
up.
I knew in life.
That's what I learned in school.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, guys. Mahoney, would you rather travel around and eat along with Guy Fieri or Andrew Zimmern? I mean, Andrew, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but on TV, he gives off, like, a really creepy vibe.
Message deleted.
Is Andrew the man versus food guy?
No, I forget what that guy's name is, but he's retired, I thought, the man versus food guy.
Because he had a heart attack or something?
He's
something
actually,
like
I think he lost, like, a whole bunch of weight got, like, handsome and stuff.
But it was, like, for health reasons, I thought.
Yeah. Andrew Zimmern is the guy, he's got those, like, the circle glasses that he wears down on his nose, bald guy. I don't really know a whole lot of his work. I've seen him before. He's a food critic and, you know, personality. But I would 1,000% much rather go with Guy Fieri. Guy Fieri gets such a bad rap. And he's such the nicest dude ever.
Have you ever seen that? There was some comedian. I think he was on Conan's show or one of those late night. He's like, why does everyone hate Guy Fieri? Like, what has he ever done to anyone? He's
flame all the shirts and
but he does all this charitable work, and he's generally a cheery guy. And there's no reason to hate Guy Fieri.
It's because the way he looks.
But I mean,
that's why people hate him, because he said he looks like a Mountain Dew stuck its finger in a light socket.
Oh my God, that is so perfect. I've never heard that before.
But
stealing it.
Guy Fieri, like, is for like the diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Yeah.
Guy's grocery games.
See, I don't know about that.
Didn't one of his guys just pass away pretty suddenly? One of the dudes from the diners, drive-ins, and dives?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I just know that any place that I've eaten that he's been and reviewed has been good.
Has it?
Yeah. I mean, and also, I mean, the name of his restaurant is also Flavor Town, which...
Pretty good name. Pretty good name.
I mean, I don't...
It's a terrible name. But, of course, that's what you came up with. I have an idea.
I'm on my way to Flavor Town.
Flavor Town, bro.
I stopped at Flavor Town down in Orlando. We did not eat there. We walked in and looked around, though.
Wait, there's actually a restaurant in Orlando called Flavor Town?
At Disney.
Really?
Yeah, like I think it's downtown Disney. There's a Flavor Town in downtown Disney.
Did you say the catchphrase when you were thinking about heading there?
What's the catchphrase?
I'm on my way to Flavor Town.
I did not.
No?
I missed out.
Please leave.
Actually, you know why we didn't eat there now that I remember it? Wait was too long.
Oh, really?
It was like a 30-minute wait. We're like,
There's a 30-minute wait to get into Flavortown. Nah, we're going to Arby's.
I don't know if it's just me or people keep breeding ugly dogs to feel more attractive. Because I see some people with some ugly dogs, and we just keep breeding ugly dogs to make them even uglier. I don't know. I just had to get that off my chest.
Message deleted.
That's an interesting play. Like, if you have a really ugly dog, no matter how bad you look, nobody's like, you look terrible. They're like, oh, what a cute slash ugly dog. That's a high-level move. If you want to go out of your house in your pajamas, your hair all disheveled, nobody's going to look at how much of a dumpster fire you look like.
You're not attracting people with an ugly dog. You're attracting people with a cute dog.
I love the ugly squishy ones, though. Like the Brussels Griffin, Squid the Griff on Instagram is the cutest grumpy cat dog thing that I've ever seen.
That dog that's like always got his tongue like hanging out. It looks like he's like a burn victim. You know what I'm talking about? He's got like the Sideshow Bob hair.
Yeah.
Like, just go get like a really cute dog. That is the way to go. Like,
ugly ones need to be loved too. Yeah,
the ugly ones are like a trend now.
Are ugly dogs the equivalent of having the fat friend? You know what I'm talking about? It's like all of the, you know, the group of girls and guys in college and high school, they always had one friend that was less attractive than they were.
Purpose, I don't think. I hope not.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think that's just how like that dynamic always shakes out. It's like an atom. You know, it's like we need two oxygen atoms and one carbon that slowly drifts over here.
Yeah.
Or I don't know.
Is that how it works?
I don't know.
Science, bro.
Something like that. I like cute dogs, personally. I like all dogs, but I feel like you are going to attract more flies with honey rather than vinegar.
But I mean, are you just getting a dog to attract other people?
Yeah. Yeah. Most single guys, 100%. Single dudes.
You need companionship.
Nah, man. They're trying to get companionship from somebody else by using the dog as bait.
It's a man's best friend, I thought. Until you started opening your mouth and slandering the name of dog versus man friends.
I feel like when they say man, they're speaking of, you know, like in a much broader terms.
What's more attractive, a dude with a cute little dog, a little squishy ones you're talking about, or a dude with a big but cool-ass dog?
Yeah, you can't ask me that because I have two cute, squishy little ones.
Uh-huh.
I like them all, as long as they don't shed.
Go with like a golden retriever. You'll never go wrong with a golden retriever.
Very true. Especially in puppy form. Oh my God.
Has there ever been a mean golden retriever?
I've never.
They're the angel of dogs.
Yeah.
They are. They're always smiling too.
Yeah.
You know, you look at them. They look like they're just high. They look like they're high all the time. Yeah.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Are golden retrievers high all of the time?
High off of your love, Dave.
No, shut up.
Please leave a message after the tone. Anyone who makes anything out of duct tape is a nerd. Duct tape is used for many purposes. We all use it around the house. We use it around the kitchen, the bathroom. We get it. But who needs a wallet or a belt made out of this stuff? No one. You know who does? Nerds.
Message deleted.
Is that still a thing? I remember that duct tape wallets were a thing for
a
while.
Very 90s,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think we made a duct tape wallet in a class one time, but... Duct tape is pretty amazing, all things considered, you know, minus making, you know, things that don't need to be made out of duct tape, but like fixing things, duct tape, solid instrument.
What are you fixing with duct tape?
Everything, anything, taillights.
His boobs are being held up by duct tape right now?
I was going to say my broken heart.
Oh, no.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I take offense to the boob duct tape because that is a thing that some of us need, okay?
Wait, you actually duct taped your boobs up?
Kim Kardashian taught us this trick.
Duct tape?
Sometimes you just need heavy duty.
Wow.
Help.
Well, party, man.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news. What's the matter?
So these settlements are rolling in, and they are for huge money. Now a bunch of drug makers are... kicking in for an opioid settlement to the tune of $18 billion.
Still not enough. Still not enough.
What's funny is that you don't even know any of these companies. McKesson Corp.
Nope.
Amerisource Bergen Group.
Who?
Cardinal Health, Inc. would pay the money back over 18 years under the proposed deal, according to the Wall Street Journal. The litigation was brought by state and local governments who blamed the companies for fueling the opioid crisis. Johnson & Johnson also thought to be part of the talks to contribute more to the settlements. Johnson & Johnson said Tuesday, "We remain open to viable options to resolve these cases, including through settlements." Nearly 2,700 lawsuits blame OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma for helping to spark the opioid crisis. And so these companies are now being forced to pay up huge sums of money. But I agree, not enough. You've ruined thousands.
Communities.
Of lives and communities, yeah.
Probably hundreds of thousands, if not close to millions at this point. If you look at it over the last couple decades, it just they shouldn't be able to pay a fine and get out of it. If you knowingly are trying to get people addicted to a substance that you know will harm them and you are continuing to push it, you need to be treated like we actually treat, quote-unquote, drug dealers.
Yep.
You know, like your ass, like these CEOs need to be in prison. Like, because if you were decimating communities in this country for a profit,
so yeah,
and you're trying to get people hooked,
if you're
that's a crime.
If you're knowingly doing it.
Knowingly.
If you're knowingly willing to sacrifice people's lives, and there is personal responsibility, right? So the people that are taking the drugs, you don't get a pass. But no. the people that are flying around in their private jets also don't get a pass.
Nope.
Because the people that are doing the drugs,
everyone is complicit.
They end up in jail. They end up in the ground, right?
Yep.
Meanwhile, there's all these CEOs flying around in these private jets, and there's no consequences for them other than, oh, they just have to take some of their profits.
Here's 2% of the
and it
the
doesn't even come out of their
made.
Doesn't even come out of their pocket. It's just out of, you know, that's some insurance policy that the company has.
If you're a CEO and you're like, well, I'm never going to jail and I'm still going to get all the profits and I'm still going to make a whole bunch of money.
Then
and
why
even
not?
The company's going to probably lose. And so like all the low level peons who've worked for the company are going to lose their job.
Like,
but I'm fine.
It's like all that predatory lending that was going on right before the recession hit and nobody went to jail. Nobody.
Like one guy, like one middle manager. That's it. Like they were like, that's the one guy.
How is there even still going to be a Johnson & Johnson? Because aren't they under a lawsuit right now for like $8 billion? And then if this is part of the $18 billion, how much money do they have?
The guy's not actually going to get $8 billion they settled with over the whatever the man who grew breasts. But Johnson & Johnson, if you look into Johnson & Johnson, how much they own, it's unbelievable. I mean, there's like, what, 24 companies that basically run the world when you break down who owns what, and Johnson & Johnson's on that upper tier of companies that own everything.
So have you guys heard of Keme? It was founded in 2012. It's like one of those self-service kiosks.
I've seen them in like a Walmart.
Yeah, it's like make keys on your own.
Which are convenient.
Yeah, they're convenient. Now they have rolled out a new machines that are capable of duplicating electronic keys.
I don't like that.
Well, a lot of people don't because there's all sorts of security concerns now. RFID cards, fobs to offices, residential buildings, vehicles. Like you think about how you get in your car. You know, if you have a newer vehicle, you probably don't even have to pull your key out of your pocket. You just walk up and grab it.
Yep.
And so now all of a sudden, if somebody's able to do that, it costs $25 to copy an apartment building fob. And if you think about the security concerns there with somebody just able to access an otherwise secure apartment building.
This is a stalker's dream.
Yeah, it's terrifying. So security consultants say the Keme kiosks have made it way too easy to copy electronic keys, like proximity cards to buildings, posing potential major security concerns. Others say Keme allows criminals access to vehicles, schools, and other buildings with untraceable keys.
Why would you want to do a key fob? Like I get it, but why is that something that Keme was like, yeah, this is going to be a really great idea. Let's just go ahead and make it to where you can redo these for $5 instead of going through the corporate system
I get it, but I also, like, I get that
there's probably
a need.
Well, for security, how did they not think of that?
Well, they're not thinking of that. They're thinking of profits, again, over safety.
Yeah.
Plain and simple, you know, and when you start talking about schools, places of work, and especially like apartment buildings.
And schools.
Yeah.
Schools is the biggest thing for me, yeah.
Yeah, that's scary as hell.
So a quote-unquote father, but not their real fathers, I guess, and six adult children.
Maybe it's like a father like a priest?
Maybe. This is a strange story. And six adult children were living in a farmhouse cellar for nearly 9 years.
Adult children.
I mean, they're
such an oxymoron.
Well, when you say father, though, so it's like a father-type figure, but these are
adults.
These are children, but they're not his kids, but they're adults.
And they're calling themselves. So they're calling themselves the siblings, and he's calling them their father. So it's very culty, right?
He's not actually their father. The six kids, and not all of them are like actual adults yet, 16 to 25 years old.
Okay.
So there is some actual kids in there still. Have been living in a farmhouse basement for the, quote, end of times for the past 9 years. So especially if you scale it back, you're talking about little kids are the ones that went in there, right?
Mm-hmm. What? Seven.
I'm talking about a seven-year-old.
What was supposed to happen in 20? I missed the end of times in 2010 memo. I mean, I remember the end of times in 2000.
Yeah.
And then there was like, wasn't there like another like giant earthquake that was going to hit and the whole world was going to implode upon itself?
Was
and that
2012?
Yeah, something like that. Or was that Coney 2012? Or have we all forgotten about that already?
Was it the Mayan calendar? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the Mayan calendar one, yeah.
Well, this is a secluded property, and some of those freed had, quote, no idea that other people existed. Local media said the family were found when the 25-year-old entered a nearby pub in a confused state on Sunday, sat down, drank five beers, and then asked for help. He said he had not been outside for 9 years. Police arrested a 58-year-old man at the scene for failing to cooperate with the investigation, but he was not the father. The 25-year-old added that he had escaped at night because it was not possible during the day.
What year is it?
9 years living in a basement, no idea that other people existed.
And that's like very like movie-esque, right? Like after 9 years, you finally gather up the courage to go and see what else is outside of this basement.
I like that he escapes, goes to the bar, and instead of bursting through the door being like, help me and my siblings, he's like, one Coors Light. Finishes that off.
I'm trying to process it, honestly.
Take a Bud Heavy.
I'll take a second Coors Light. He gets through five beers and he's like, I need some help.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
Yeah, December 21st, 2020, 2012 was supposed to be the end of the world, according to a lot of the calendars out there. Also, can we, like, the Mayan calendar? Like,
stop it. It was wrong.
It's a civilization that's gone. Why should we listening to a civilization?
All of you
is,
died.
Yeah. Get
out you of here. You don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, man.
It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Justin joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Justin?
Woo! 107.5!
What up, man?
Good morning. How have you had this much coffee so early? What are your favorite type of movies, man?
I love that movie Django, even though I'm not a huge Tarantino fan, but I also love the classics like Goodfellas, one of my favorites.
Okay. All right. Do you agree with Martin Scorsese's take that the Marvel movies are not real cinema?
Absolutely not.
Good. We don't have any Marvel movies and or Martin Scorsese in today's movie quote quiz. We do have a total of five, though. I'm going to play you each quote. If you need to hear it a second time, no problem, but you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after you hear it that second time. If you get three out of the five, you're going to win today, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Quote number one, movie quote quiz. Good luck.
Your brother's soul is mine. You will be next.
Wow. Can I hear that one more time?
Sure.
Your brother's soul is mine. You will be next.
All right, 5 seconds.
Dang. Masters of the Universe?
No. Tough one. Even Mahoney's shaking his head.
I don't know what that is.
That's Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's hard. Goodness gracious.
All right, here
should've
we go. No worries.
Should have played the theme song, man.
Over to number two.
That was the jam back in the day.
Heck yeah.
Just makes me want to rave. Why don't you let me fix you some of this new Mococo drink? All natural cocoa beans from the upper slopes of Mount Nicaragua. No artificial sweeteners.
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
I've tasted other cocos. This is the best.
Whoa.
Classic.
Well, yeah. The Truman Show.
Yes.
My man.
Nice.
That's a tough one.
Made me nervous.
That's such a good movie.
Yeah. So good.
Probably Jim Carrey's best work.
Oh.
Definitely one of them.
I mean, Dumb and Dumber. Pretty great.
I don't know.
Pretty great. They're very different. They're very different.
I think Truman Show still holds up and is more relevant now than ever.
Dang. That's true.
Yeah. All right. Here we go on to number three.
You complete me.
Shut up. You had me at hello.
Just shut up.
Were you in your feelings when you were watching that?
Shut up.
That is
Jerry Maguire.
Yes, it is.
I can just see Ian just like kind of like slowly weeping as he's editing down that.
I love that movie.
Do any of you have...
Oh. You complete me. And I just had...
Shut up. Love Renee Zellweger.
Do any of you have any desire to see that new Renee Zellweger movie where she's playing Judy Garland?
No.
Pass.
Yeah, hard
I
pass.
Kinda, I kinda
kind
do.
Of.
Do you?
I kind of want to say it.
You got 2 out of 3, Justin. You can win it right here.
We're all going to have so much fun. We'll need plastic surgery to remove our damn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your holes. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see a moose. Praise Marty Moose.
For the win.
Marty Moose? Is that a vacation?
It is.
Wow. Hey.
Nailed it, Justin. Well done to the movie quote quiz.
All right. Thanks, guys.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Sometimes when you're burglaring houses, you just want to feel pretty. And that's exactly what this man did. 37-year-old by the name of Sean Maguire was breaking into somebody's house while dressed only in women's underwear.
Hell yeah.
He fled the scene, has been taken into custody.
Was he wearing heels?
I didn't see if he was wearing heels. He was wearing a kind of like booty shorts,
okay.
Like lace booty shorts, and then a beautiful brassiere.
Okay.
If I remember the picture correctly, like a blue brassiere and then like black booty shorts. It's a very nice combination.
Yeah, okay. Come on, match at least.
Yeah.
Maybe they were blue and black. Maybe they were blue and black shorts.
Yeah. You don't know.
I feel like if you're gonna put the ensemble together, you go all out. You know, you don't piece it together.
They should have called the fashion police as
maybe
well.
Maybe she didn't have a matching set.
Somebody heard an exterior door open and close.
That's why they were robbing. That's why they were robbing the house.
Yeah. Somebody heard an exterior door open and close, and then at the same time, somebody spotted quote a man open the garage wearing only underwear, and they said, "Oh, it's women's underwear." The owner said that he ran upstairs, called 911 around the same time, got a call from his sister who was perplexed as to why this rather handsome fellow is running around in women's underwear. He was taken into custody Saturday morning on several charges, including burglary, indecent exposure, and trespassing. I don't know if he had a little wardrobe malfunction.
I was going to say, if you're wearing like lacy underwear, those don't, I wouldn't imagine those are very conducive of keeping things
in place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though, if I do see a guy just running around in lace underwear, and I'm a cop, can I tase him in the junk?
You got to tase him.
Junk. Junk tase.
Right in the junk?
Junk tase.
Ooh. I mean,
think anybody's ever been tased in the junk.
Oof. You don't want to be the first. Turns out it makes your testicles explode.
Whoops.
A Washington State man was charged with felony assault after police said that he attacked his roommate, believing that he acknowledged being a vampire. Court charged the 40-year-old man suspected of using a metal rod nudge his roommate in the chest. The roommate told county deputies that the man accused him of being a vampire and threatened to kill him and then struck him with the metal rod.
That is not how you kill a vampire.
It's
you
a
need
wooden
a
stake.
A crucifix.
Garlic.
A steak. Holy water. Sunlight.
What kind of steak? A ribeye or like a strip? What do you think?
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
You gotta
get his cholesterol.
It's a slow death. Just feed him so much great red meat that eventually he succumbs.
Just his heart explodes.
Is nobody else upset that there's a 40-year-old man with a roommate?
I mean, you gotta do
Are
what
we
you gotta do.
This?
You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
I'm upset that there's a 40-year-old man with a roommate that he thinks is a vampire that he decides to beat with a metal pipe. I mean, there's a lot of things.
It's a lot of layers.
40-year-old dude with a roommate. Yeah, you know, yeah.
40-year-old roommate who's a vampire.
Who's
okay.
a vampire that you
More
beat
weird.
With a metal
You
rod.
Know he yeah. met him on Craigslist. Let's just be honest.
Of course
we
they did.
We know yes. this roommate acquaintance came through Craigslist.
A sled dog team from Billings led police on a low-speed chase. A sled dog team?
Like those dogs that are tied together.
Mush.
Like
Mush.
Snow Dogs,
Mush.
The movie.
The Iditarod.
Mush. Mush.
Why are they saying mush? Doesn't that sound like you should be like actually like mushing something?
Yeah.
Mush might mean something that we don't know.
Last night I had all 4 dogs get out of my sled and we were going really well. I was going great. And part of the reason we do these early runs is just for training. We work on our Gi and Ha, which is left and right, said the dog owner. And she contacted neighbors for help and posted on a Facebook group that there was an individual that was spotted by police attempting to stop the canines. They led the police on a low-speed chase because the dogs took off without the person on the back.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And so it wasn't actually somebody that was instructing the dogs to mush and Gi and Ha. It was just the dogs that took off on their own, and the cops had to slowly chase them until they were able to, you know, pick the dogs up and bring them to a shelter the next day until the owner could reclaim them.
They were so close to being free.
Yeah.
Not having to work. Like, how much does that suck? Like, you're like, man, I got to tow this son of a bitch behind me across this cold-ass weather. This ain't cool.
Seems terrible, right?
Like, why can't I be like a house dog who just lays around and gets, like, fed table scraps? Like, that's, like, you think there's working dogs out there who are just so jealous of the dogs who don't have jobs?
They're just so angry that they don't have that plush lifestyle.
Yeah.
Well, some dogs like to work.
Do they?
Oh,
do
well,
they? Do they?
Yeah.
That sounds like something really? That yeah. a table scrap dog owner would say.
Uh-huh.
I mean, some dogs like to work. I mean, not my dogs. They like to relax.
I have a friend that actually, she has Australian Shepherds, and she has to put on this, like, I don't even know, it's like a vest. And so that they feel like they're working around the apartment. She puts, like, soup cans in it, so it feels like they're, like, walking around, like, serving a purpose. Swear
what?
To God, it's a real thing.
You have a crazy friend.
If you want
a real thing.
If you want to know the origins,
how does she know that the dogs like to work?
Yeah,
because that.
Did they get to choose the color of their own vest?
It's a real thing.
Like, what did these dogs do before vests were a thing?
Work.
No, they probably
they're
just
sheep
hung out.
Dogs. They like are herding dogs.
They're like, balance the can of soup on my back. Balance it. I'm gonna walk very slowly.
Like
only I had a vest.
So, the origins of mush come from the French. They used to use the word marche, which means
marche.
Go
we
or
marche.
Run. And we as, you know, Americans and Canadians changed that to mush because, you know.
It's easier.
We dumb it down.
Mush.
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 So,
four
inmates are back in custody after multiple reports of escapes from a federal prison only. They believed to have returned each time with contraband. So these guys were escaping from prison and then coming back. And what were they bringing back? Whiskey.
Hell
whiskey
yeah.
And cell phones.
Hell yeah. Where were they hiding those cell phones?
You don't want to know. Man, this phone smells like, oh.
Can you not Postmates in jail?
I don't think so, man.
I feel like that's unfortunate. Probably shouldn't go there.
Probably shouldn't go to jail?
Probably not.
Just because you can't Postmates. Yeah.
Life's ruined. Can't get food delivered.
Can't Postmates. Can't wear my vest with my soup cans in it. This life sucks.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It is real.
It's not real. It's not real. You have a crazy friend.
The laptop's dead. It can't search.
I'm just going to argue with everything Audrey says today because she can't rage Google me to prove me wrong. Your name's not Audrey.
It is.
It's not.
Says
show
it on
you.
My ID. I got
show
an ID.
It looks like a fake.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Poor Audrey got scammed. She was scammed. She was trying to buy herself a cool T-shirt said White Claws and Dog Paws on the gram.
I did.
Got you.
Yeah, through those advertisements, the sponsored ads.
Yep.
And I got scammed. It never came.
So you went online just like you normally would if you're going to buy a shirt. And
yeah.
You put in your credit card information.
Yep.
And you were waiting for how many weeks?
I bought this on like September 2nd.
So
it's
for
now October, what, like 16th?
So 6 weeks. And only recently have you figured out that this company was a sham.
Yeah.
And they shut down their website. They put their Instagram profile to private. Of course, they didn't even design the shirt to begin with.
Nope,
they
stole the designs.
They just stole somebody else's design, and then they put it up there, sponsored it. And, of course, Facebook is awful, so they don't do any vetting of any of the companies that they work with. They'll just throw it up there.
Yep.
And next thing you know, they're just stealing people's credit card information.
Yeah, to be fair, they, like, created this whole facade that I was actually going to be retrieving a package, right? So they, like, came up with a tracking number, said that it was going to be shipped to, like, California, and, like, through the tracking information, I finally realized that it said that the verbiage is kind of weird, right? So if this ever happens to you, you're looking at it and it says printing label has been made, but waiting on item. So it was saying that the item was still being waited on, like, to actually get to the location. So they fake printed off. It's basically somebody in California who's ripping off people and, like, going through the UPS, getting charged 25 cents out of the $40 that I gave them in order to make this label and never creating the actual, like, inventory, like, purchase.
Infuriating.
And it gives them a couple weeks for you to, like, okay, it's going to come, blah, blah, blah. And they're
using, and they were using my credit card. I had to cancel my credit card.
Do you recall what any of the charges were for?
It was for, I think that I asked both of you about this. It was some, like, weird gift card purchase, like, online where you can buy and sell gift cards.
Yep.
So, essentially, but there was no money ever taken from my account. Like, it was used to buy, but then they were putting the $180 back. So, it was like, I don't even know how it works.
Sounds like some weird money laundering slash...
Yeah.
Scheme that who knows what the hell was going on.
I don't know, but...
I blame China.
So this one got texted over to us. This is a good time.
Yeah.
China's to blame for everything.
Yeah.
73100 is our text line. Visited a gas station for the first time. A week later, I get a $1,000 credit card charge from Bosley Hair Replacement. Took 3 hours on the phone to try to get it fixed. Credit card skimmers are a thing.
Wow.
I love that there is a guy out there skimming credit cards trying to get hair plugs.
I just need hair plugs, man. I just want to look pretty.
I wouldn't even convict him.
When's the last time that you got scammed? Heather on Facebook said, my last marriage.
Oh.
Total scam.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So it wasn't too long ago that I got scammed on a credit card thing as well, and I have no idea how it happened. So it was my business debit card that I almost never use, except for at actual bank ATMs, like my bank's ATM. For whatever reason, somebody got a hold of that number, and they cloned the card. And they took the clone of the card, and they were using it at an ATM in Denver. And just withdrawing cash. So I guess the ATM had a limit of like $400.
Okay.
But they hit it like three times for $1,200 before they caught that, hey, this seems a little suspicious. Because, you know, I wasn't in Denver at the time.
Yeah.
And I very rarely go to Denver. And so the bank caught on to it and they called me and, you know, you get one of those like fraud alerts. And I'm fairly irresponsible with money, so normally I'm like, yeah, whatever. I spend all money on a bunch of stupid stuff. Like, leave me alone. But then, you know, it was going through all of these charges, and then it got to this. Did you withdraw $400 here at a BB&T and another $400, another $400? And I'm like, oh, crap. So I was actually in an airport at the time on the phone with Wells Fargo. And they did a good job, but, I mean, it still took a few days for them to
reimburse you,
detect that it was fraud and reimburse, which ended up being fine. But like, that's a... They don't do anything about those people. I'm like, are you going to, like, prosecute them? They're like, nah, not really.
It's not worth the time.
I'm like, well, what about the cameras on the, you know, the ATMs? Like, obviously, you'll be able to see who. They're like, nah.
Yeah, what's it for, then?
They're like, nah, we're not going to do anything about it. I'm like,
oh, my goodness.
My wife.
You start scamming people.
She had something similar. It was, it was at a vending machine that we might have used when we were visiting Disney World, or it was sometime when we were in Florida. And...
I mean, if you use a vending machine to buy a Mountain Dew while you're in Florida, you sort of deserve to get scammed.
Yeah,
that's on you.
Really?
Yep.
I was buying Sour Patch Kids and a Coke. I'll have you know.
You're such a toddler. You eat like my 3-year-old.
Yeah, whatever.
Sour Patch Kids
are
good.
I bet your 3-year-old wishes she had a debit card. Wait till you get older, kid. So her stuff got stolen, too, like her information, and they cloned it, and they shut it down pretty quick. And a detective ended up calling her, and, you know, she's like... my wife was talking to the detective and saying, this is a ring of people. It's a bunch of Russians, actually, who are here in the U.S. They've been, you know, we think we know who they are. We've caught them. And would you be willing to prosecute? Because a lot of people aren't willing to take the time out of their daily lives to prosecute these people. And she's like, yeah, 100%. Even if I have to fly across state lines, I will 100% come and prosecute these people because screw you for trying to steal my identity. You know?
You burn me, it will be a huge inconvenience, but I will go out of my way to ruin your life,
like,
too.
Even though you don't know me personally, whatever. Like, the people who steal identities are scum of the earth.
Yep.
And she's like, yeah, 100%. These people were already on probation for doing this, and they were stealing, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
They cut a deal and did nothing to them.
Brutal.
Because we followed up on the case and checked all the stuff, but did, like, so you're right. Like, these people who are out there, like, stealing identities and stealing from who knows who, basically aren't getting the full weight of the law thrown at them just because it's like, well, whatever.
They don't want to have to prosecute, you know, a lot of court
paperwork.
Fees. No, it's so much work.
It's crazy.
Christina said, I continually get asked if I want to, quote, work with the couple that I started working for by strangers. So somebody will come up to me and be like, do you want to work for the couple that I started working for? They retired in their 30s. I can ask them if they'd be willing to take on another client, but it's going to be hard. I'll ask, though. And then every single one of them says, yes, they would love to meet and talk to you. That happened to you?
Four times.
Really?
Four times. No, five times.
I guess that I just look like an a-hole because Same. No one has ever come up and asked me that.
Nobody. Honestly, that scared me so bad because whenever I first moved here, I was like, yay, friends. Like, I'm meeting somebody. Because it was three times in a Hobby Lobby, let me have you. So I'm like,
really?
Yes. And it's like very, 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 like, it happens all the time, apparently.
It's very common, yeah.
Yeah.
These multi-level marketing schemes.
This girl, Christina, said it.
Can we stop calling it a multi-level marketing schemes? They're all just
It's a pyramid scheme. It's a pyramid scheme, a pyramid scam. It's garbage. Christina said it's happened to me at least five times by totally random strangers.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad you're okay, because I actually one time was on the phone with my mom thinking, because one of the girls came in with a man, and I thought.
Wait, you went and met him?
No.
Oh,
like, I saw them walking in together, and I'm talking with this chick, and she's, you know, just telling me about her, blah, 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 because that's how they get you, right? They're having a conversation with you, and then they steer you into the, I met somebody who's retired by 30. Doesn't that sound awesome? And then I just heard her and was like, oh, my God, you got me again for the third time. But I thought I was going to get sex trafficked is what I thought it was, so.
I feel like you should be able to tase whoever. Like, if they they bust out that line, you just tase them.
You're like, I'm going to put this taser right here. If at any point you say that you're retired before you're 65, I get to blast you.
I just thought I was going to make a friend.
Brittany said, the Houston Chronicle kept sending me a bill in the mail and charging my card, even though I canceled my services in May. Got into a huge argument with them on the phone, even got hung up on by their supervisor.
I wish the FTC...
To be fair, you were their last subscriber, so I get it.
I wish the FTC would crack down on these companies that make it like damn near impossible to unsubscribe
right?
or cancel your membership of whatever. That's
they just keep charging your card, and you have no idea a lot of times what those charges are
even for. Consumer protections need to be a thing.
Yes.
Man, like, that's the thing, that like why consumer protections have just gone out the window, and that nobody cares that, like, oh, whatever, it's not happening to me, or I have so much money that it doesn't matter. But like those little $20 charges add up, man. Like I spent probably 2 hours a couple weeks ago canceling a bunch of stuff that I had thought I had already canceled. And it, you know, adds up to like $150-$200 a month.
How about this? Drives me crazy. Bunny said, somebody keeps calling me about my car's warranty. I don't own a car.
Yeah.
I still get called about a car warranty on a Dodge Charger.
You haven't had that in what?
15 years? I mean, well, maybe not quite that many. 10 years?
10 years?
10, 12 years?
Yeah.
Andrew gets stuff in the mail about a Toyota Camry, but I drive a Camry. He does not drive a Camry. Not affiliated.
You guys get the home warranty ones too?
Yeah.
We're calling about your home warranty.
I don't think we get the home warranty, but we get the car warranty. Like, I just won't answer at this point. Like, I'm sorry if you have some sort of pressing business to attend to with me, but if it's a number that's not in my phone, I don't answer it. I'm done at this point. I'm glad that, you know, my provider is filtering some of the robocalls and things of that nature right now, and occasionally I'll get the, like, telemarketer scam on here, but I'm just over it. Like, you're trying to kill the phone industry.
You got one over there?
Yeah, this one's pretty funny. This was sent to us on our Instagram, at David Mahoney. Some dude sold me fake watches at a Wells Fargo parking lot.
I mean, that's kind of on you. If you're like, man, I can't believe this guy has a trunk full of Rolexes and Tag Heuers.
In a bank parking lot.
My luck. It's right by the ATM,
it's a Rolex
too.
And a Tag Whore.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what have you been scammed on, or at least people trying to scam you? How about this? I got my business license a few days ago, and I've been getting nonstop calls from some Indian guy about assisting with my business, around 20 calls a day.
I will find you, and I will murder you if you call me 20 times a day.
Mahoney becomes Liam Neeson. I will
find you,
and I will kill you.
I have a special set of skills.
I have a very specific set of skills.
That usually involve napping.
I will come to your house and nap in your bed. I'm like a huge Goldilocks.
I will fart under your covers.
I keep getting a call about virus protection on my laptop, so I just go along with it and inform the D-bag on the other line that I, in fact, do not want your garbage, but I will fake that I do to string you along to ruin your day.
It's fine for all of us. Like, those sorts of things, we know they're a scam, but it's like, man, they get our grandparents. They get old people. That's the thing that sucks. It's like, you know, you lose a couple $100, you lose $100, it sucks.
I told you about the one with my grandparents, right, where somebody could call my grandma, and it's like, hey, it's your grandson, and she volunteered the name. She goes, John? And he goes, yeah, it's John. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather. Can you send $3,000 to this Western Union? I was fishing in the boundary waters up in Canada, which my brother lives in Tennessee, nowhere near the Canadian border. But I got arrested because I didn't have a license. Just send me the money, and I'll be able to get out, as if, like, the jail for Canada is at a Western Union at a gas station.
That's actually where all the Canadian prisoners are stored.
They're like, yeah, just send me the money and then I'll pay you right back as soon as I get out. And they fell for it. They sent $3,000 to this random Wells Western Union in Canada.
Something similar with my grandparents. And this one, a little bit more believable than a brother fishing in Canada. Because that's, like I said, a little odd. Mine was, they called my grandparents and they told them that I was in, I think, Jamaica. And that I had been involved in a car accident, and I was causing, caused it, and they needed the money to get the bail out or whatever. So I was arrested in a Jamaican jail, which, to be fair,
is fairly likely.
Jamon.
This one, I bought a Walmart prepaid card for my daughter's birthday. She went to use it. It was missing a couple of numbers, had no money on it. When I called the number on the back, they told me it was used in Northern California. So mad, never got my money back. This one texted over to us as well. One morning, I received an email that my purchase of a 72-inch smart TV at Best Buy is ready to be picked up in Brooklyn. I called that location, canceled the order, and told them that somebody used my credit card.
Wow.
At least they called you or texted you.
So we were at Sephora the other day, my wife and I, and she's picking up something. And her dad had gotten her these debit cards. And I forget what it was. You can use them at like Sephora and a couple other like places like Sephora. It was like the happiness card or something stupid like that. And she goes to use it and the barcode doesn't work. So basically what happens is that there's this Chinese company out there that is selling all of these, you know, these gift cards.
Yep.
And the barcodes don't work on them. Like they're the strips.
That's probably what happened.
The magnetic strip doesn't work. And on top of that, they can't enter in the code on the back. So what you have to do is call the company, and then they'll reissue you another card or they'll send you your money back. But all in all, it takes about 2 months. So they're holding on to your money for months. And more than likely, most people aren't going to go through the giant rigmarole. But my wife is, again,
she'll cut you.
She
I will find you.
If it involves you trying to scam her, she will, you know, like she'll burn it down.
Mm-hmm.
So spent hours on the phone with the stupid company. Finally got like the $30 back. But like, talk about a scam. So do not buy gift cards online, even if they're like, you know, discounted in any way, shape, or form.
Have either of you, maybe you, Ian, ever used one of those detox teas, like the tummy teas?
Never.
That were like a huge fad.
Obviously.
Or either of your wives?
I accidentally bought some, remember that? It was about 10 years ago when I bought that laxative tea?
Oh, yeah.
I thought this laxative green tea, I bought that on accident. So like, I was like under the weather and it was cold and I'm like, oh God, why is my stomach so, like, you know, that never happens during the show, but like Dave, I would have to leave the studio fairly regularly, but no, I've never had the tummy tea.
Why was there a tummy tea one?
You sound like my friend Allie. She said 100% did one of those detox teas a few years back, thought it was going to be so cool. Cause she was into fitness, did shows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And ended up just pooping myself for 3 weeks straight. It helped my
bloat. 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Just a laxative
tea. It helped my
tea.
Boat. My bloat, but not my butt.
Oh, man. This one, the year the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, my wife got scammed buying playoff tickets for the Saints and Seahawks game, $300 a piece. We never got any money back and still had to buy real tickets. Luckily, the rest of the trip was paid for because I was there for work, our biggest scam loss to date and hopefully ever, said Kevin. The thing is like with concert tickets especially, you got to be really careful with that. You know, if you're going through Craigslist or event tickets, yep. Because
it's not worth it.
I've had a lot of friends that will walk up to the gate at the game or whatever it is. No, sorry, this doesn't work. These tickets were already used. These are fakes. And you're like, what do you mean? Like, I paid for it. I can show you the receipt. They're like, we don't care. Like, it's not a real ticket. You paid somebody money for something that.
Yeah, how many
real.
Times do they sell those particular tickets?
Yep.
That sort of thing. That's what, you know, it sucks going through Ticketmaster or going through StubHub and you have to go through the secondary market, but you know it's going to work. You're paying a premium and it sucks, but you know it's going to work.
Wow. I paid a local photographer in full 9 months ago to take photos of my family. She still magically doesn't happen to have any availability open. It's always something. Apparently, this is her thing. She's even been on the local news, and her Yelp reviews are awful. But again, Facebook, best part is she posts daily, getting more clients who fall for her scheme. Stupid me. No contract. Paid on my debit card, so it is gone.
Oh.
I mean, at what point do you just have to go over to her house and egg her property?
No, you take her ass to court.
But what a pain in the ass. It's just so much more fun to egg a house.
Why don't you baloney a car?
Baloney a car.
Baloney a car.
You go.
That's
way
more fun.
Is she even a photographer? Is she just taking other people's photos? Because at that point, that's like,
I mean,
it's copyright.
Just straight up scam.
She walks out of the room. Did someone baloney my car? Mahoney.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Are you not familiar with baloneying cars, Audrey?
I am familiar with baloneying cars.
Okay.
Not baloney in cars, baloneying cars. That's totally different.
I was thinking of a nice baloney sandwich. Man, that sounds good.
Sitting in the back seat, baloney and cheese.
Let it sit.
Actually, that'd be sloppy in a car.
Yeah,
or a fried baloney sandwich.
Oh, fried baloney. Now you're talking.
That thick baloney, though.
Oh, yeah.
So the boar's head jalapeno baloney.
You're talking my language.
You want to get fancy.
That's like all five of my love languages right there.
Comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Last night, I decided to cook myself a big bag of tater tots. Put those in the oven, and I thought I was going to eat half of them, but I ate the whole tray. I love tater tots. I find myself going to Sonic sometimes, getting myself a large tater tot, and then I get to drive home, order a tater tot, so that way I have tater tots to eat when I get home. Dave, you can relate to me, right? You like tater tots as well.
Message deleted.
Oh, yes, my friend. I'm going to go out on a limb. Tater tots. The best of them all. Better than French fries. Better than waffle fries. Better than every other kind of fried food.
I feel like if tater tots were more common, we wouldn't say that.
Fair.
I feel like
there's some nostalgia that's involved from being a kid and having the tater tots.
From the lunchroom.
From the lunchroom.
Mm-hmm.
But also because they are a bit scarce, and especially proper tater tots.
They are a treat.
Man, I could do some tater tots right now.
Sounds really good. You could have them as breakfast.
Lightly salted. Yeah, they're sort of like hash browns that are just in a convenient bite-sized form. Hello. Have you ever taken one and flipped it up in the air and caught it in your mouth?
I mean,
no, it would go right over my shoulder and flop down on the ground.
I haven't either, but I'm going to try it.
I'm not going to waste it.
I feel like when you have the crisp outside and then just the like gooey inside,
yes.
It's just you get the crunch the goo. It is truly a treat. Like if you go to a high, like anytime I go to a high end restaurant, like if I go to a nice steakhouse and they have tater tots on the menu, I am 100% ordering those because the best part about like a steakhouse tater tot is because they're always perfect.
Oh, yes.
But then they come out with the iciest, coldest ketchup on the planet.
It really matters, the sauce.
And it just a little bit burns your fingers when you grab it. You're so naughty. And then you grab it again, it's the right temperature, and you dip it in that cold ketchup, and the combination in your mouth.
Perfect combination. It's hot yet cold.
Next thing you know, you're having little tot babies.
I'm a mustard girl.
Oh, I love mustard. I have mustard on everything. Now, mustard on tater tots?
Well, that's the only way I go. Mustard on tots.
You just ruined this for me. I'm out.
Sorry.
Yep, me too. Out.
Dang.
I'm out. No mustard.
Dang.
Also, no, literally mustard on everything. Are you the same way? Like, I'll take like a club sandwich and just into a, like, I'll squeeze the mustard onto the plate with a bigger mustard mountain than that of the ketchup, and I'll just dip the whole sandwich in.
I'm kind of salivating, thinking about the vinegar taste.
Ah, yeah.
I would also just like to point out that in that call, that gentleman is a pro because he got the driving tots
and the tots at home. Mm-hmm. Like that is that is the
that is a pro move.
That is such a dad move. You know your dad when he went to go get like McDonald's or something for the family. Like 25 years ago, 30 years ago, he always got a driving fry.
Driving fries are the best.
Driving fry. Oh.
There's something special about driving fries. Because they're always so piping hot. Oh.
Is there anything better than that, like that little burn you get on your fingers when the fries are right out of the fryer?
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
and you're doing that thing like you can't help yourself, so you're still stuffing them in your fat mouth, and you're just like.
You're like kind of like sideways chewing it.
KXTEFM HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas. Radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. Home of the Woo. This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.
Tears. Oh, I know that.
So good.
So well.
Hurts so good. Hurt me more, Fry. Hurt me more.
Oh, I deserve it.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So things have gone from bad to worse for LeBron James, and rightfully so. So if you're not familiar with everything that he said, pretty simple. He was talking about the comments that were made by the general manager of the Houston Rockets on China, and there's a lot of atrocities going on in China right now, and it's not really that complicated. I mean, all of the things that are happening over there, there's just a bunch of people that want democracy, the ability to vote, freedom.
They don't want their freedom taken away from them in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is one of the largest cities in the world, one of the only free places in China as a whole. And the citizens there do not want to be under the communist rule of China.
So here's the 5 points for the people that aren't familiar, just really quick bullet points on what the people are protesting for over in China.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be extradited to a country that has a totally unfair legal system.
Yep.
Calling it a legal system, I think, is a bit of a scam. They want to investigate police brutality.
Absolutely.
They don't want protesters to be labeled as rioters. They don't want criminal charges for protesting. And they want everyone to have the right to vote. That's it.
That's pretty simple. That's actually like basic human rights.
Yeah, that's just normal stuff that we all kind of take for granted. But the police in China are at point blank shooting people in the chest.
Oh, yeah.
Because of this. So obviously, siding with the people of China isn't exactly controversial unless you stand to lose money. And that's what LeBron James's stance is. His whole comments from 2 days ago, a lot of people could be hurt financially, mentally, spiritually by this, but
physically,
he led with financially.
But the fact that you're talking about financials before anything else, you're already a billionaire, and I'm sorry that your shoe deal's going to go halfway. It's going to go sideways. You know, it's disgusting.
Well, Max Kellerman on ESPN had this take. You got that ready there, Ian? So Max Kellerman had a pretty good take on what LeBron James had to say.
It's called selling out. When $1 billion of business you don't want disturbed, so now you're quiet. In this instance, it's called selling out. I understand it's a very high price, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying how I would behave mm-hmm. given the same circumstances mm-hmm. if I had $1 billion in the line.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it's called. It's very easy to take a stand when there's low to no cost, mm-hmm. right? Then you can take a stand. When the cost is high, when there's a real price to pay for taking a stand, then who will stand up?
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad Ali, in this case, not LeBron James.
Mm. That's exactly right. And they actually put a camera back in LeBron James's face yesterday, and he doubled down with his ignorance, which is pretty amazing.
You know, when an issue comes up, if you feel passionate about it or you feel like it's something you want to talk about, then so be it. I also don't think that every issue should be everybody's problem as well. You know, when things come up, there's multiple things that we haven't talked about that happen in our own country that we don't bring up. I think the best thing we can do is, you know, if you feel passionate about it, talk about it. If you don't have a lot of knowledge about it or you don't quite understand it, I don't think you should talk about it because it just puts you in a tough position. So I'm talking about it now, and I probably won't talk about it again.
You're kidding me. He seriously just said that if it does not actually affect you, do not worry about it.
Right. So,
says the person who has been, I'm just going to bring it up because it is what it is, says somebody who has been force, like, I mean, like, seriously talking about Black Lives Matter and the movement and how important is, and because it is important.
But none of us are supposed to care about that, though, right?
Because it doesn't directly affect us.
Oh, my God. No. If you
only
care about the problems that affect you, you're part of the problem.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
LeBron James is infuriating in this instance. I've always really liked LeBron James. I've always liked how he's been socially involved. I think he's been a pretty positive force. Max Kellerman is right. This is a total sellout. You're willing to compromise your quote-unquote standards and your moral compass because there's money attached to it when you already have more money than you could possibly spend. You're a dirtbag. You're a dirtbag,
LeBron
James.
In 100 lifetimes, and on top of that, what we need to point out is that, yes, there are things here in our country, at home, that need to be changed. 100%.
Absolutely.
But they're not separate.
People are asking you about this, LeBron,
is
because
you're the biggest star.
You have a huge influence. So,
yeah.
So basketball is arguably the most popular sport in China.
Yes.
And you are the biggest star in the world of basketball. No question about it.
No doubt.
Right?
Nobody since Michael Jordan has been
the biggest. When they finally put a camera in your face and you have an opportunity to say the right thing and actually enact some change to really bring a spotlight to it, you say no because you're worried about your stupid shoes that nobody likes anyhow. Shame on you. It's pathetic.
It is disgusting, and, you know, it's like people who are paying attention to what's going on. You know, like you and we as Americans, like democracy, like, you know, I mean, and I hate to even point out, like, because South Park is so ridiculous, but Matt and Trey, the guys who are behind South Park,
they're spot on with a lot of their social commentary.
But when you look back to, you know, the World Police movie, or America, you know,
Team America, World Police.
Team America.
Yep.
Freedom is not free. It's not. This is not something that was granted that we got. We fought a war, like we did.
Yep.
We fought Great Britain.
Yep.
In the Revolutionary War to get our freedom, and we've had to continue to keep our freedom, and we've had subsects inside of our country, groups that have been oppressed that have had to fight for their freedom. You have to fight to get the level of freedom we are, and they don't want that taken away from them. And if you're going to let these, like, totalitarian regimes exist and oppress people, like, you should
you're not just letting them exist. You're supporting
them. They're killing people in the streets. Backing up the NBA over actual lives.
He's backing up the Chinese government.
There are different, like, lifestyles, like, all around the world in different cultures. But one of the things that we all deserve is human rights. We all deserve to be treated fairly and equally. Plain and simple. Like, why
yes,
we spoken
no
out
person
about
is
how
better than any
a lot
other
of these
person.
Countries treat women poorly. We talk about how they're treating slaves over in China so we could get cheap plastic
to, how, many,
stuff.
How many years have we talked about gay rights here in the United States? Somebody's gay.
We
that doesn't mean
are.
They're less of
still
a person. It's still going on.
It's just so disappointing.
But that is an extreme example over in China right now, and the fact that LeBron James has crapped the bed multiple times on this.
It has not even backpedaled a little bit.
He said, let's just move on with our lives. Yeah, let's the millions and millions of people over there
LeBron James.
Just want to move on with their lives too, but they can't.
You're a bitch.
Like,
you are
crazy.
Such a douche.
I don't know what that's from, but okay.
That worked.
Was that Quagmire?
I don't know. It just sucks that, like, I hate like not having to be able to talk about, like, I'd much rather be talking about something fun and stupid. But, man, like, what are you doing, man? Like, when you see this type of hypocrisy and, like Kellerman pointed out, this type of sellout happening from one of the guys who's been a social force in this country, just crap the bed like this, it just makes you look like a giant hypocrite.
And everything else that you've said before this is now null and
it's
void.
It's negated.
Nobody cares about your perspective anymore, LeBron James.
Unless
it's self-serving.
It only matters if it makes you money.
Yeah.
And those people are buying your shoes.
Cool.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
The Missed Connection Inspection is where we go onto Craigslist and we find all these people that are looking for love. Maybe it's a brief encounter. Maybe they've had some meaningful interactions in the past, but just managed to lose touch. They want to get back because there is something there. There could be something there. There will be something there if just given the opportunity. And so what we do is we take these posts and we try to amplify them so that way these people can, in fact, find love.
Bunch of weirdos. Got to shine a light on them.
Totally weird.
And usually it's mostly to warn the other people who they're looking for.
They always like feet.
In this case, it's a girl that likes another girl. It's Heather C. looking for Ashley M. And it just says, .. looking for you.
Dave, I'm going to interrupt you real quick. Heather C. from Ashley Madison, I believe.
Oh.
I was hoping for a lesbian post, too.
I thought it was Heather C. And this is a note from Ashley M.
I was really hoping for a lesbian post, too, but no, just Ashley Madison.
Oh.
Cheaters?
That really takes the wind out of these sails.
Nobody.
Looking to reconnect with Heather C. from Ashley Madison. You replied to my email there, but you cannot locate your profile again. Very much want to re-explore those thoughts. I fully understand you're married, but missing out look and seem very much interested in my thoughts.
Nobody.
So much better if it was lesbians.
Nobody is actually paying for that site, right?
There are dudes that pay for that site.
Yeah, but there's women.
There's no real women that are actually on that site. It's been exposed multiple times. Like, people that worked for them have come out and said, we used to be in charge of creating all these fake profiles and interacting with dudes so they would keep paying to be on the site. It's a site, if you're not familiar with Ashley Madison, that's designed for married people that want to cheat.
And the guy who created it was such a tool. One of my favorite things we've ever done on the show is have that guy on and just expose him for the dummy that he is.
Like, so you'd be cool with it if your wife was on it? Well, no, not my wife. But, you know, other people, we're actually helping to save marriages. So you'd be fine if your wife was banging other dudes. No, not my wife. Okay, got it. Everyone else's wife except for yours.
Uh-huh.
Giddy up. Jeez Louise.
This one is entitled Tow Truck Driver. I saw you on the side of the freeway hooking up a vehicle yesterday about 5:40 p.m. You are such a babe, and I want to find out who you are. If this sounds like you, please send a pic.
Hell yeah. And you still doing the tow truck work on the side?
Oh, always, dude. Anytime my dad needs help.
Is this possibly you? Were you hooking some cars up?
No, I never hook any cars up, to be honest with you.
Would you like to hook up in a car?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
You know what my favorite thing in the world is? Tow trucks towing tow trucks.
Yes, I love seeing that.
Oh god,
I feel it's so cute.
Oh, it's something special.
This one's entitled Walmart. Beautiful brunette that took my breath away. You were dressed way too nice for Walmart.
You should have been in what, holy sweatpants?
You have a beautiful body that I was shocked by. Don't want to say anything lewd, but you made me feel and think certain things. Anyways, beautiful lady.
Doesn't say which Walmart, what time, what she was shopping with, shopping for.
Brunette, banging bod, Walmart.
Dress nice.
I will say, I would like to see, I think it would be a funny, like, just go get, like, send the hottest person you know to go buy the biggest plunger you can. That's comedy.
This one is entitled Guy on Bus in Pepsi Hat. We kept making what I can only describe as horny and cerebral eye contact on the bus.
Ooh,
the
cerebral.
Duration of the ride was about 1 to 1:20 p.m. on Thursday, October 10th. Your physical appearance was as follows. AirPods, goatee.
Hell yeah.
Pepsi baseball hat.
Hell yeah.
Black t-shirt, mm-hmm. Navy pants,
mm.
White Air Force Ones, gray JanSport backpack.
Hell yeah.
Stud nose piercing. Carabiner with keys and a Chicago Public Library tag, in parentheses, hot.
Hot.
Anyway, you were hot, and my intuition told me that you thought I was too, so feel free to reach out.
Yeah.
It's a lot of dark colors there.
I was just thinking about this outfit.
Pepsi hat,
he's wearing a
t-shirt.
Black shirt with blue.
With blue pants?
Yeah, like dark blue.
No,
did they
say they were jeans? Or I thought they said
it said navy pants.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's like
jeans.
All
right.
Like,
that's a good outfit.
You go your black t-shirt, Pepsi hat, which you assume is also black.
Have
so
you
black
ever
on
seen
black,
a Pepsi
and
hat?
And then you go to navy, but then you pop it out with the
white
Air Force Ones.
Fresh
clean.
To death. Mm.
Clean as hell.
Goatee. And he's got money. He's got AirPods.
Look out.
And he reads.
He's
and
he's got the white shoes.
And he's
the white AirPods and the white Pepsi logo on
probably
the
probably listen to a nice e-book.
Mm. And he's being economical, taking the bus, saving the world. You know,
I'm
he's
thinking
going
thoughts.
Green. But still, have you ever seen a Pepsi hat? I've never seen I've seen plenty of Coke hats.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, wait. He is a Pepsi fan.
Ugh.
I mean,
think about that.
But I mean, it goes with the
outfit.
That
ruins it for you? I mean, you were just thinking about how.
He's like on the Pepsi train. Like, he is just trying to.
I mean,
like,
it could just be for fashion, though. Could be for fashion.
A Pepsi hat?
I have seen a Frosted Flakes jacket.
A Frosted Flakes jacket?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you hang out, you weirdo?
The mall?
NASCAR?
NASCAR.
That's right.
Dave and Buster's bartender. Audrey is a former bartender. I'm sure that you had a lot of guys that expressed interest in you. This one, you worked on football Sunday during the afternoon games. I think your name starts with a T, and you're very sexy. Your ass looked amazing in those yoga pants. Hey, fellas, the bartenders don't want to bang you.
No.
Ever.
No.
No. Never. And funny that you can remember what her butt looks like, but not her name. So starts we're off to a good
T.
start.
Yeah.
Starts
with a T and an A. I don't know.
Also,
T and A.
Just go back next Sunday.
Hey, T and A, you want some of my DNA?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
You need to be locked up.
Come on, man.
Dude, Dave for that joke or that dude?
All of it. All of the above.
Man, that was a good joke.
It was a good joke.
They're going to jail, Greg.
Can't take me to jail.
Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at X1075. And text us at 73100.
Yeah, sure, do that too.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Top stories.
Woo, here we go.
All right. So Circus has been sold to the dude that owns Treasure Island. And I mean, you got to blow that up, right?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
It's still a massive moneymaker.
I mean, but it smells so bad.
How much do they sell for?
Almost $1 billion. I mean, $825 million.
Really?
Which seems like a lot.
That's a lot of money. I mean, that real estate is very valuable. And if they do end up, you know, if they do end up renovating the north end of the strip, that could be some, you know, it could be the next.
I mean, arguably,
like,
they've already started to do that, right? I mean, you see what they, with the Fountain Bleu, which is now the Drew, which is supposedly.
Is that open?
No, it's not going to be open. They're saying until 2021 is when that's going to open. But then Resorts World and then Sahara is revitalized.
Is Sahara revitalized yet?
I mean, it's...
They got a new, like, shiny sign.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, but that was...
Blinks and stuff. It's nice.
It was the SLS before that.
Yeah.
And it was the Sahara before that. Yeah. I feel like it's still just all basically the same.
It is a 100% upgrade from what the old Sahara was.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah.
I mean, you blew up the Riviera.
And they're talking about, you know, the possibility of... Maybe a basketball stadium going there at Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard.
Why would you? We have the T-Mobile Arena.
I
you
don't
can
know,
play
man. I
games
know.
There I and do hockey at the same time.
Yeah,
that's fine. The T-Mobile Arena is amazing.
Yeah,
we don't need a second arena for basketball only because.
But $825 million, like you said, that's a whole lot of money. So $662 million in cash and $162.5 million note due in 2024. So MGM. Yeah, they're doing a lot of stuff right now to get more liquid and to be able to, you know, kind of change the portfolio and raise the stock price, all of those things. And so far, they're, you know, divesting certain properties. We're seeing a lot of this. I mean, this is, you know, the first time in the last, 25 years we're seeing these big companies selling as opposed to buying.
Yep.
And Caesars, of course, is the biggest one because Caesars has it entirely sold to Eldorado Resorts. And a lot of that's coming down. It looks like in the next few weeks, like what's really going to happen with that. They're saying early to mid-November, we'll have kind of an idea of how Eldorado is going to impact Caesars as a lot of people know it here in Las Vegas.
Okay.
So there is a fire at Mary Jane Falls on Mount Charleston, and they're saying it is contained, which is a good thing, because if you guys remember, was it like 4 or 5 years ago, like the whole mountain was burning?
We've had a couple of those.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So there was a fire in the Mary Jane Falls area of Mount Charleston that started on Tuesday morning and was declared contained as of 5:30 p.m. Yesterday, according to the U.S. Forest Service. Fire crews responded about 11:30 to the call of smoke, and because... It does get really dry up there. If that mountain starts to go, it's a huge problem.
It's a tinderbox.
Yep, and they were able to contain it. So
good.
Well done in the fire crews.
Yeah, man, it was suck just driving by, seeing all those old Joshua trees just all burnt up, man. It's just sad.
So I don't know what loser decided to call in a bomb threat to a outlet mall, but they did. So police here in Vegas did not find any suspicious items yesterday during an investigation into a bomb threat made to the Las Vegas Premium Outlet South.
The South Out? That South Outlets?
You're going to bomb like the Levi's store?
That's the mall I walk in.
Oh, that's your walking mall?
That's my walking mall.
Ooh. You got your Brooks shoes on?
I have a very specific set of skills. The threat at the mall was reported around noon after a person called into a threat to several news outlets in the valley. Officers did a sweep through the mall, didn't locate any suspicious items. Metro has not released further information whether investigators had identified or located the person.
I mean,
who made
who's trying to blow up a Wilson's Leather outlet and a Van Heusen?
I mean, I get that, you know, you want to be infamous, but the way to go about obtaining infamy is not to blow up a Van Heusen. Ever. I blew up a bunch of discounted jockey underwear.
A U.S. Polo store.
Man, what a
it's
badass.
My evil mastermind plan all coming to fruition.
You know that luggage shop on the south end of the South Outlet Mall? Gone. gone.
They blow up. They're just renovating.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they went out of business. Yeah, nobody needs that many goddamn suitcases.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X105.
I think they moved that actually out to, like, the center part. Like, not even in a store.
It's
store
a kiosk
anymore.
Now?
I think just
it's
like a bunch of rollaway suitcases that you trip over. These are all too big to check.
Been a minute since I've been there.
5 pounds.
I did go to the Nike store there not too long ago.
Walk through there, you're like, man, I didn't know it before I came here, but I do need a t-shirt with an airbrush Biggie Smalls on it. I do.
R.I.P. Biggie. Gone too soon.
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
Josh is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hello, Josh. How are you?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. So Mahoney's laziness. What do you think? Is he, in fact, lazy, or is he efficient like he claims to be?
I think he's a little both, man. I think it goes both, a little, works both ways for him. He's lazy, but efficient.
You guys just can't understand the absolute pure genius that I possess, because I took an oath many years ago when I was a Boy Scout studying the ancient Mayan ruins. I came across a man who told me to work smarter, not harder. And I have taken that to heart ever since.
You went to the ancient Mayan ruins as a Boy Scout?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
It was on a Nova.
On a Nova?
Episode of Nova. It whisked us away. Felt like I was there.
Oh, so you didn't actually go. You just watched.
Oh, how dare you? I was there in my mind.
You watched a movie about it. Okay.
I was there in
closed his eyes and took a nap and a nice dream about the Mayan experience.
Josh, only one of these is not real. Three facts from Mahoney's wife about his epic laziness. You have to figure out, you have to sniff out which one.
You're just trying
is not
to shame
true.
Me.
We're not
man.
Shaming
you're trying
you.
To shame
this is,
me.
This is your real life, man. This is what you do.
I call your wife and get dirt on you.
No dirt on me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never around. Here's fact number one, Josh. Mahoney and I like to share funny or cute videos of dogs and babies to make each other smile. I recently found an adorable video of a husky and sent it to Mahoney, who was in the next room. I walked in and saw Mahoney open the text and say, ah, without bothering to watch it.
I had seen that video already.
But I like that you're like, aw. All right, here we go on to number two.
Act like I haven't seen all the videos of dogs on the internet.
You got all day.
Mm-hmm. Sending me old-ass videos of dogs, old memes. I don't need your day-old memes.
This one.
Step to move that stale-ass stuff.
Odd years are supposed to be skinny years for Mahoney, and 2019 is winding down as a less than skinny year. On Monday, I suggested Mahoney stop by Planet Fitness to get his 10,000 steps in and get the ball rolling. He told me there was no way he could go to the gym today because he has too much to do. Then I followed up with why, and he told me, well, there's a new video game that just came out, and I need to play it for work.
It is for work. I need to be up on pop culture. When Red Dead Redemption 2 came out,
okay.
I was on that.
Okay.
Borderlands 3 was just released, and I unfortunately did not play Borderlands 2 or Borderlands the pre-sequel, so I'm catching up on those so I can get caught up on Borderlands 3.
For work.
For work. For
he
work.
Was sitting here watching the Fortnite.
Yeah.
The other day.
Yeah.
The laptop.
The Fortnite black hole.
Yeah.
You know, now season.
Now he knows.
Or chapter 2, season 1 has just started.
Uh-huh.
For work.
Yeah. For work.
For work. I need to know what's going on in the world,
sure,
Dave. I'm
sure.
A man who's connected.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If I don't know, okay. I know you're all not right. going to do it.
Okay.
Lazy.
All right. And the final one here. Mahoney loves a Mexican Coke to wash down his greasy fast food. It has to be in a bottle, and it has to be very
hold
cold.
Hold on.
What?
It's not fast food. It's
okay.
Casual dining.
Right.
Like Don Tortaco, sure. Roberto's. That is not fast food.
He recently got a Hero plate and two Mexican Cokes for lunch.
A Euro.
A Euro? What did I say? Hero?
A
Euro
plate. I need a Hero.
Was
that Nickelback?
What are you, a Jack in the Box commercial from 1999?
Yeah. A Euro plate, and he recently got two Mexican Cokes for lunch. Well, evidently one of the Cokes wasn't cold enough, so Mahoney popped it into the freezer to quickly cool it down. Problem is, he forgot it was in there, and it froze and exploded, leaving our freezer full of sticky frozen goods for weeks until I threatened him within an inch of his life to clean it up.
First off, it was late at night.
Mm-hmm.
I'd had some drinks, and the Postmates guy took a little bit longer than normal, so the Coke was a little bit warmer than I like it. I mean, if you're going to drink a Mexican Coke in a bottle, you want it to be the optimal cold temperature, so it's like I put it in there to cool it down. Yes, I did forget about it. Yes, it did explode, but also, I took it upon myself to go clean up that Coke. Yes, I left it in there for like 4 days. No, she didn't threaten me. She said,
you
hey, there's a Coke.
You left it there for 4 days exploding?
What's it going to do? It's frozen. It's not going to melt anymore. It's just in there.
All right, Josh.
I had to take out all the stuff, rinse it all down, which I will say, it was quite an undertaking.
A nightmare.
Probably the most work I've done in the last 6 months.
All right, Josh, let's get to it here. Only one of these is fake. Is it the text message? Is it the he can't go to the gym and work out because he has to play a video game for work? Or the exploded Coke?
I'm leaning towards the first one. He seems lazy, but I don't think he'd not read a text. That's pretty lazy.
Final answer?
Yep, I'm
going to
go with that.
You did it.
Nice, guys.
Wow. That was
any dog video you sent me, I will watch.
Even if it's a repeat.
How dare you try to slander my name, say I'm not watching a cute dog video. I'll watch repeats
of
all the time.
That was the lie. That was the one that was not true. No one's slandering your name. You don't have a good name.
I have a great name.
KXT FM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. Home of the woo. Inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. On X107.5.
Josh, you get to go see this band, 21 Pilots, MGM Grand Garden Arena, Wednesday, October 30th. You also get to meet the band, ask them a question at the X107.5 press conference. Congratulations to you, man. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
It's Top Stories.
Here's what's making news.
So an expert has said that in the next 12 years, a baby could be born in space thanks to a new startup company that says it's planning to send women on 24 to 36-hour missions so they can give birth in orbit. If
really?
You do this, you are an a-hole. What on earth are you talking about?
What do you mean?
So a woman that is that pregnant can't even get on an airplane under doctor's orders most of the time, and also because the flights don't want the liability, but if you can't fly from Las Vegas to Burbank,
can't fly into outer space.
You probably
space.
Shouldn't be flying into outer space. Like, you're doing all sorts of things to put your child's life at risk so you can be the first douchebag to have a child in space.
I mean,
shut up.
This is the next frontier.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
A bunch of hipster losers with way too much money.
What are you talking about? Hipster losers? It's going to be.
Yo, it will be.
It's going to be astronauts.
My first baby was born in space.
It's going to be.
I don't know if that's hipster or that's just pretentious.
Dave. Bathtubs, Dave.
You, that's just like pretentious people with money.
You put the ass in astronaut, okay? Get out of here, Kathy.
I'm just going to be somebody with money who just wants to be able to say the people with the Joneses.
It's a startup company. She's right. It's just people that want bragging rights.
There will be a astronaut's baby born before some rich douchebag.
Oh, you think that someone who's 9 months pregnant is going to go blasting into space?
No, I think that they're going to have a husband and wife on the International Space Station, and, you know, what happens in space stays in space.
I mean, talk about complicated, though.
It's the space tourism sector.
Tourism. So what happens if the baby's born in space? It's not a U.S. citizen. Can't come back here.
It's an alien. Whoa.
Build another orbit.
Dave, it's like if you're in the military and your parents are stationed in like Okinawa or Frankfurt.
Funny story about that.
Then you become a U.S. citizen. That's how that works. I have a feeling it will be an astronaut before any of these people go to space to have a baby.
So the rest of the world, and again, we're worried about sending people to space to have babies when we can't get things very right here on Earth.
Uh-huh.
For example, a caretaker of a religious place in Pakistan, his pet lion was released on a electrician because the electrician asked for a raise recently, and so he released his lion on him. So that's a real story. Electrician didn't file any complaint against the caretaker who released his lion on him, as he had been promised proper treatment of injuries received in the lion attack. But when he refused to get his wounds treated and pay the compensation he had been promised, he logged the complaint. So the guy asked for a raise, and the guy released his lion on him, who then proceeded to attack the electrician.
Okay.
The electrician said, I'm not going to press charges or file a complaint. I'll just get my wounds treated. And then the caretaker said, I'm not going to pay for your wounds to be treated or pay for the work that you've already done. That's when the guy was like, okay.
I've got a lot of questions aside from everything that you just mentioned. Yeah, that's probably the leading question. But also, how frequently are you needing an electrician over at your house to where they're demanding raises? Like, is that like a...
Well, like, I mean, there are
It had to be like a palatial estate, right? Where, I mean, this guy has got an attack line.
Yeah, you
but
don't...
do you still need electricians that frequently?
You don't have an attack line in your 1,300-square-foot apartment, do
no.
you?
No, I mean, 1,300-square-foot apartment, that's a big-ass apartment. What are you talking about?
Not big enough for like you and an attack line.
500-square-foot apartment.
I mean, for you and a roomie, sure, but...
yeah, like, if you got a two-bedroom, maybe you're pushing 1,300 feet.
Right. Who's in the other room? That's where my attack line sleeps.
Do you train them like an attack dog? Like, I just want
to... I was just hungry. Yeah.
Also, like, if you have a lion, just the amount of food that you would have to feed that lion to keep him healthy is probably more than that electrician makes in a year.
Speaking of large cats attacking, a Florida couple told the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission that they got attacked by a giant bobcat.
Oh, okay, that's pretty scary. Yeah.
Pretty scary. Elderly couple.
They were
morning
older.
Jog near Lauderhill in Florida. And the DNA tests say that the hair samples collected at the scene of the attack revealed that it was not a giant bobcat after all.
What was it?
It was just
a mountain lion?
No, it was a raccoon. It's a raccoon that attacked them.
I mean, they look like it's
pretty different.
I mean, what? Dave,
it was a bobcat wearing a bandit's mask.
When you're in the heat of the moment and you're being attacked by a rabid raccoon, you can't. Sir, are you a raccoon? I mean, are we sure that raccoon didn't identify as a bobcat?
Wow, this mother. Bring a dead ass raccoon into McDonald's.
The husband, 71-year-old Rupert Frey, suffered a leg injury. He was discharged from the hospital shortly after the attack. And Islin was released on Thursday afternoon. She is 85 years old. Oh, look at you, Islin Frey, robbing the cradle with old Rupert. She's 85. He's only 71.
Damn.
Well.
Age is just a number.
Mm-hmm. She suffered puncture wounds to her face and arms and lost part of her finger. Jesus
oh
Christ. What the hell?
Sorry.
Just apologize for laughing.
Yeah, because that's a raccoon, man. That's a crazy-ass raccoon.
This raccoon is going ham.
Wow.
Get some bath salts? Like, what the hell happened with this raccoon where it's biting off fingers?
Rabies.
Rupert probably just ran.
Maddie didn't get cast in Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Which, by the way, do you really need Bradley Cooper to play Rocket?
I mean, do you need Vin Diesel to be Groot?
Yes. Yes, you do.
He has one line. How much did he get paid for that?
A lot.
Way more than us.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Guys, I'm super scared right now. I just took a swing at a spider on the wall, and now I have no idea where that thing went. Maybe he's rallying the troops. I don't know. I have a feeling he's plotting something.
Message deleted.
Yeah, do you ever feel that when you take a swipe at a spider and you miss, that they are angry and they're just waiting for their perfect time to return and suck all the blood out of your body?
They remember. They never forget. They're like elephants.
It's like a bee. You know, like if you take a swat at a bee, you make it mad, right? It's like it's going to dive bomb you and try to sting you. Spiders, I think that they're all getting together and keeping a checklist of all the transgressions against them. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You ever Steve Buscemi in whatever that movie was with the list where he's
Billy
putting on?
Billy Madison.
Yeah, where he's putting on the
makeup, the lipstick, and then crossing off the names with the lipstick.
That's what the spiders are doing when you don't kill them.
Only it's not lipstick, it's blood.
Mm-hmm. Also, can we talk about bees for a second? I know we need bees, and we need them to, like, pollinate stuff.
Yeah.
But when I'm outside enjoying a beer or some food, or a cigar, or all three at the same time. And a bee comes over, and he's like messing with me, and I'm like, hey, man, get out of here. I don't want to kill you because I know we need bees right now. But I will.
Don't kill them because they send out a pheromone to make other bees come.
I'm gonna have to kill you.
You
if
know
you
that?
Keep if you if like if
they
I
they send out a pheromone to attract other bees
more
to,
bees
to save
to help
the day.
Them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You already did.
Well, then you got 75 bees.
I got the one who was ruining my mid afternoon.
Do you ever feel like a badass when you backhand a bee? You ever done that before?
Oh yeah.
No.
And the bee just goes.
No.
Flying across
never
the room. It doesn't kill them, which is nice, but it. It lets you know who's boss.
Is that a biatch slap? That's right.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if it's going to get better than that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Could personally care less about the Lions or the Packers, but when is it going to get to the point when the refs' calls are being reviewed? Because that game easily should have went the other way way before the fourth quarter.
Message deleted.
It's talking about the Monday Night Football game. The refs totally blew the game. Just tons of bad calls. There was, you know, regardless of what side you're on, like, you know a bad call and you can see it. If it favors your team, you're like, I'm cool with a bad call. But like the biggest problem right now in the NFL is that they made pass interference reviewable, right?
Yep.
For like when it looks like there was pass interference, but there's not a flag thrown.
Mm-hmm.
And so the problem is that they'll go back and they'll review it. But the refs' egos get in the way because they don't want to be proven wrong time and time and time again. And so even when, like, everyone's watching it, because I get it, the game moves fast, right? Like, there's a lot of things happening on the field.
And people are human.
In real time, like, it happens quickly. But when everyone's watching the exact same thing in super slow motion and something is obvious, but they don't want to get their feelings hurt because they were wrong, that's when things go off the rails.
Yeah.
That's what they have to fix. And also, there's just way too many flags. Unless there's a broken limb, no flag.
Let them play the game.
Let them play the game.
Well, they've changed the game so much over the last few years. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's still doing fine. I mean, like, everyone's like, I'm going to stop watching the NFL.
I'm going to continue to watch it. But it is getting more annoying.
It's more annoying.
Also, if you're going to review a play, have, like, an offsite crew, like, that's not on the field that can, you know, like...
Why leave it up to that guy?
Yeah.
Just have New York review all of them and make the decision. That way it takes it out. Sorry. Make the referees the middle managers.
And there's no such...
Make them not the bad guy. Sorry, I really wanted to give
it's
you...
New York.
I really wanted to pick up the flag, but, you know, the big boss wouldn't allow it to happen. Corporate wouldn't allow it to happen.
And it's not like they don't have enough money to hire people.
I don't think the NFL wants to do that, because then the NFL becomes the bad guys if they get a call wrong in New York.
Yeah, because the
you just throw the ref under the bus.
Aren't the refs independent contractors,
yeah.
if I recall correctly?
Yep.
Yeah.
They don't work for the NFL.
They
There's
have their
like
own
some,
like separate ref union or whatever.
Can you imagine being in the ref union? Cool. But your parties are awesome.
I mean, those dudes make pretty good money, though.
I mean, I'm sure they do, but...
It's like over $100,000 a year, right?
Yeah. Sure. And most of them are like, you know, Ed Hockley, buff ref.
Buff ref. I don't think you should be having another beer, Dave. I think you've had enough. Throwing a flag on that one. God, Ed, shut up.
You know he's a lawyer?
Is he?
Yeah, he owns like a law firm.
Oh, so he's really fun at parties.
God, the best.
Well, maybe.
Dude, Ed Hockley's not that bad. Why you got to be slandering Ed Hockley?
You're the one that brought up Ed Hockley.
Yeah, but you're the one over here talking trash about him. I'm just talking about how
cool
magnificent
he's a lawyer
his biceps
and a referee.
Are.
Super.
And he's got massive biceps.
And he loves to show them off.
That's right. Like, hey, can I get that ref jersey and a schmedium, please?
Yeah, no, large, except for the sleeves, because there's a medium for the sleeves, please.
Is there a company that makes those types of shirts yet?
What, with a large body, but then a really tight sleeve? I'm going to get one of those, even though I don't have any biceps, just so it looks like I have biceps. Just so one day, by happenstance, my biceps will blast through my shirt.
No, you're like always flexing them, and then you got your arms crossed.
Yeah.
Like that's
yeah.
how
like
you're like
pushing
you're
the
like
you're
They're like, oh yeah, I totally work out.
So funny. Why do guys do that because of the bicep flex?
The guys do.
Yes,
so the guy version of the women version is the holding the beer in front of the stomach. Like that is the, like
you
like
the with
chick-
the boob, you know, like it pushes the boob up so you get more cleavage.
No, I'm saying
that's the one where you're hiding your midsection. So you hold the beer.
Right, but there's,
or your
all,
drink
there's also
right
the
there.
Girls like that will do the bikini photos like this with their cross.
Yes,
arms.
I do the cross. I've seen that.
Yeah, and it just makes it all
but
cleavage.
But the guys
do that, and you put your,
it makes
you put
your
fist
your
behind your arms to make it look like you have biceps.
Bam!
Oh my God!
Thunder and lightning over here.
Oh,
actually, it's a clear sunny day.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Pole dancing should not be an Olympic event. Skateboarding shouldn't be an event either. You know what should be an event? Beer pong.
Message deleted.
Also, yes. And also, yes, to sure. The first two.
No, yeah. No. Here's why it's not.
Who cares?
Because you know what they're going to do? It's the, even like the World Beer Pong Championship or whatever, they do it with water.
Yeah.
It's so
really?
Lame. Oh, yeah. Lame. Oh, well, like you should
don't
have
call
to,
it beer pong.
No,
then.
You show up stinking drunk and you get even more stinking drunk.
That's right.
That's what makes it the game.
That's America.
That's right.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So somebody hacked the hackers. Kind of love this. There's something called Brian's Club, which is one of the largest underground stores for buying stolen credit card data.
Oh, wow.
And it itself has been hacked.
Oh, I love that.
The data stolen from Brian's Club encompasses more than 26 million credit and debit card records taken from hacked online and brick-and-mortar retailers over the past 4 years, including almost 8 million records uploaded to the shop in 2019 alone.
Wow.
And so people can go on there and they can just buy stolen credit card information for whatever they want to use. Last month, somebody contacted them and said, hey, we're basically holding you ransom, and told them that they were hacking the hackers. The leaked data showed that in 2015, Brian's Club had 1.7 million card records for sale, but businesses would pick up in the following years. In 2016, 2.89 million cards, 2017, 4.9 million cards stolen, 2018, 9.2 million stolen, and just between January and August of this year, 7.6 million cards added.
Wow.
I mean,
that's
this
scary.
Is awesome if the hackers who hacked the hackers
are going to erase just, the data or
yeah,
something
rather
like that.
Than, yeah, rather than like hold them hostage yeah. Because all the, like if you're holding a site like that hostage for money, they're just going to use the stolen cars to pay you, so it's all kind of, but if you're just going to delete the information, then good on you.
That's what we really need in this day and age, right?
That's the modern day Robin Hood.
We need a superhero that goes online and foils all of the evil that's being done by these people that are stealing other people's information.
See, I feel like this is how we think this is a good idea, and we like create some like super AI robot, and we, you know, or software, and then it's 100% going to turn it, because it's going to see all, like, can you imagine if there was a supercomputer or some piece of software that could see like almost everything on the interweb, like all of our messages, and just, it would hate humanity so much.
Listen to this. Mind-reading technology is everyone's next big security nightmare. Yep. Technology allowing our thoughts and feelings to be translated into a digital form and shared is already a reality. Brain-computer interfaces, BCIs, allow us to connect our minds to computers for some limited purposes, and big tech companies like Facebook and many other startups want to make this technology commonplace.
No.
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 No. You know, do you know what makes humanity interesting is that we're not just a predictable robot that's programmed.
Yeah.
The fact that I can lie to you is what makes honesty special.
Yes. I have the choice.
The fact that I choose not to lie to you is what makes any of this valuable.
It's Are you lying to me about choosing to lie to me? Not to lie to me?
High level lying going on over here. Many layers to this onion. I'll make you cry.
Yeah, this is borderline Minority Report right now. Like, yeah. I don't like the pre-crime. This is, you know, they...
You haven't even put enough trust in me for me to just, like, feel comfortable going online and searching in something without being in my private browser. What makes you think that I want to tell you what I'm thinking at every second of the day?
Also, how are you going to tell me what I'm thinking when I don't know what I'm thinking sometimes?
If I could use this mind reading technology exclusively on my wife when I ask her what she wants for dinner, I would be down for that.
Listen, sometimes we just don't know.
That's where it starts.
We know what we're craving, but we don't know what the name of the restaurant is that we need.
What do you want?
For you to shut up and die.
So a 35-year-old CEO of a appliance group called Winning Group. His name is John Winning. He lashed out at millennials for their poor work ethic and crazy expectations. Now, he is a millennial himself. It's worth mentioning that. Quote, people are expecting more than they put in. Some of the people coming in for interviews, their expectations of what they should be paid versus how much they've expected to work is just crazy. The reason why this isn't even in the news and getting some blowback is because John Winning, the CEO of the Winning Appliance Group, his dad gave him the job as CEO.
Of course. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm so tired as a millennial. I'm so, so, so tired of millennial, the word of it, getting used in such
in.
A negative connotation.
Right. Yeah.
Like, we work hard. like really hard just because we were given the internet before you. Like, you know what I mean? Don't get mad at us because we have the instant need for gratification. Instant gratification has been given to us because of everybody else who's made it happen for us.
But that doesn't
way.
Mean everybody else has to bend around what you want in your instant gratification. I think
I'm not saying that. But whenever you're sitting here saying millennials that we don't work hard, that is
that
crap.
That rap of being lazy.
It's crap.
No, there's lazy millennials. There's lazy Gen Xers. There's lazy boomers. There's lazy people in every generation.
But we're the constant target.
Yeah, because everybody
because you're the youngest ones, and that's how it always works. I mean, like, when
and you can't do anything. Yeah. That's
what's the new one that's in college? The one, people who are in college now, they're not millennials.
No, they're
that's
like Gen Y or
but
Z.
They get called millennials.
They get called millennials. Yeah,
they're just it's old man yells at cloud. It's just young people.
The young kids.
Damn them young
people. They don't
work
as hard as
but
us.
But it's the cool like, thing to do being a millennial now to crap on millennials.
Yeah, I mean but that's the same thing with Gen Xers too. It's like, you know, you crap on the people who are like you. You know,
I've never heard it as much as I have with millennials.
Well, because
millennials certainly get a rough shake. But it's also like the cool thing to do if you're a white guy to crap on being a white guy.
Yeah,
like that's just what
you crap on your own.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Like dudes crapping on dudes, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you crap on yourself.
That's right. I mean,
figuratively and literally sometimes.
Because I don't have a gallbladder.
That's right. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Another old,
white guy
who's ruined my life.
Yeah.
Thanks.
The man holding you down.
Uh-huh. Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Actually, the old white guy who ruined my life, that'd be me.
I did it.
Can't blame anybody.
All right.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Hobo Johnson coming to Las Vegas. Going to be here this weekend. And your chance to win some free tickets in Know the Show. Here's today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Poor Audrey got scammed. She was trying to buy herself a cool t-shirt. Said White Claws and on the gram.
I got you.
It's really, yeah. I think the most sad thing is that you never got your shirt. Because I'm sure it would have been fire.
And I was just looking online. Yeah. And I was thinking about it. I was like, well, I could get a shirt that says this very cute and very
appropriate for you.
It's appropriate, I think.
Yeah.
I guess. But now I've got like PTSD. Like I think that there's bad juju.
PTSB. Bind.
Oh, yes.
So what is it that was supposed to be on the shirt that Audrey is planning on wearing? 702-791-1075. She went to purchase it online through Instagram, got scammed. Her credit card information, debit card information got stolen, had to shut it off, get a whole new one. What fun that is, right? Your chance to win some tickets to go see Hobo Johnson and the Love Makers when they bring the fall tour to the House of Blues this Friday, October the 18th. Do you feel like that's a lot of pressure if you're in the band with Hobo Johnson to be one of the Love Makers?
I don't know if that's a lot of pressure, but,
if you're one of the Love Makers and like a groupie wants to hook up with you and you're terrible in bed, like, man, the Love Makers are awful.
Love making doesn't imply that it's good, necessarily.
Romanticized.
No? Yeah. Let's see if we can find ourselves a winner. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Timmy.
Timmy, what is the correct answer?
Dog paws.
White claws and dog paws.
I feel like you almost dodged a bullet, though, because I feel like the White Claw craze, we've already passed it.
Nope.
I'm not seeing it like sold out in stores anymore. Every place is well more stocked. I feel like the moment in time we have
because
moved on.
Because it's usually whenever you're in your bathing suit and you don't want to be all bloated. But you know what? I didn't have my hot girl summer, so I'm moving in to winter.
Hot girl winter.
Average girl autumn.
Yes, I'm very average.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep. more time now. Home means Nevada to me.